Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, it's Kathleen Grant.
Hey, Kathleen. How can I help you today?
I'm looking. I got a thing in the mail to sign up for Archtop. I can't even say it. Archtop Fiber.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up for service. First, let me check to see if we do service your area. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
32 Twin Ponds Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay. And yours, what you said your zip code was?
12401. I got this thing in the mail, so I'm assuming it's a thing.
So usually it's a case that we do service the area, or it's a case that we're about to service the area.
Okay.
And what is the street's name?
Twin Ponds Drive. It's off of Lindeman.
Okay, Twin Ponds Drive. Here we go. All right, so yeah, the in-service date for the location is on October 25th, so we can definitely sign you up for service now, and then closer to the date, we'll set up a date and time for installation.
Okay, do you have any idea, because I'm going to have to go to Florida. So I still continue to have Spectrum, right?
You said you currently have Spectrum?
I currently have Spectrum, yeah.
Okay, so usually what we do suggest is that once our services are fully installed, then you go ahead and cancel with them. And you'd be able to get service right around October 25th.
Okay.
October 25th is when it's fully in the area, and then we'll start scheduling from October 25th going forward.
Okay. So what do I have to do then? Because I'm just thinking for $69.99.
Yeah, so that is correct. So the 1 gig fiber internet is $79.99, but you get $10 off once you use auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Right, which I would do anyway. It's easier that way.
Yeah, it is. And are you interested in getting any phone service?
No, I have a cell phone. I also have a Magic Jack. So, and you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I use my cell phone most of the time.
Oh, so, okay.
And I have that for my son, so that's...
All right, no problem.
Excuse me?
How big is your home?
1,500 square feet.
Okay. All right.
It's a two-story building.
Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders?
I already have them.
Okay, you already have.
I have, in other words, with what I have with Spectrum right now, I have no problem with internet. I just don't like Spectrum.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. If I don't say it, I forget. I do have, like, I'm pretty good with electronics even at my age, and I have what do you call them? Plugs that are Wi-Fi. Now, are they going to be covered underneath that? I don't know how it works. Because I am with Spectrum.
You're talking like smart plugs?
Yes. Yes. Good girl.
Yes. Yes. So they would be able to work with the internet. Anything that has a Wi-Fi connection or Ethernet connection would work with our service.
Okay. Now I've got a question for you. Now, some of these smart plugs. Now, I don't know. Spectrum right now, if I'm not mistaken, is at 2.5 megahertz, whatever they call N5 megahertz. All these smart plugs, the ones I have at least, work off the 2.5. Am I going to have a problem with that?
No, you won't.
Okay. Okay. So will I still get the special even though it can't be done till October?
Yeah, you'll get that special for the $69.99.
Okay. Now will you guys notify me or what?
Yeah, so once I'm completed with the registration process with for you, and then closer to the dates, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
And just to confirm, the address is 32 Twin Ponds Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I own.
the utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Underground.
All right. Is your billing address different than yours?
Excuse me. The boxes, Spectrum box, and I'm assuming it's the electricity also, even though it's underground, is in the front here.
Okay.
I know Spectrum definitely comes in because when there's been a problem, they go into that stupid box.
Oh, okay. That's okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
All right.
You're going to laugh. My husband used to work for WorldCom, which was MCI, which screwed over a lot of customers. But going back 25 years ago, they were into fiber optics.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that fiber is a better option to have.
Oh, yeah. There's less chance of going out even.
And could
right?
you spell your... Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I have another question for you because I'm a senior citizen. Okay. What are the chances or the likelihood of this fiber optics with your company going up, raising the rates? To a, you know, because Spectrum's done that. The electric company's done it.
So currently we don't have a price increase, and also with the price that you'd be getting, the $69.99, that's with the discount, that price is guaranteed for up to 2 years. So if it was a case that we do decide to raise the price, you still have it at the $69.99, and we would notify you before.
Okay. All right. Yeah, cause when you're a senior citizen and you live off a certain amount of money every month, you know, and then you have to take money out because it's not enough, you know, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I'm sure it is for, you know, even the people at work.
Yeah, definitely. You just want to have an idea of how to spend.
Yeah, what I'm getting myself into, right?
Yeah. Could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
It's Kathleen with a K. K as in Karen. A as in Alan. C as in Tom. H as in Henry. L as in Linda. E as in Edward. E as in Edward, and N as in Nancy.
Okay, thank you for that information, Kathleen. And could you go ahead and spell your last name?
Grant. G as in George, R as in Roger, A as in Ann, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom.
Thank you. And the email address that you'd like to add on file?
It's K Grant, just the letter K in my last name, 1499. At yahoo.com. I gotta tell you something after you're done. Let me know when you're ready. I stopped. Are you finished yet? I want to tell you something if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I stopped cable TV with Spectrum, right? And
mm-hmm.
the reason why I did it was because I had, at the time, I had one box, right? And watch TV only at night, right? When they raised their prices, and their prices at the time, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was higher than my gas and electric, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
outrageous.
Then, yeah, and then back when you looked at what Spectrum was charging just for internet, it was $50. Now all of a sudden it's $90-something.
Because
wow,
that was a big increase.
Yeah, because you dropped the cable. You know,
yeah.
people don't mind fairness, but when you start screwing people over, they don't like it. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm gonna be talking. Go ahead. I'll let you do your job.
No problem. That's okay. And your primary phone number?
I'll give you my cell phone. 914-494-8785.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Either or, whatever is easier.
Okay.
They're both
all
invisible
right.
things, though, as long as it's visible.
All right, so we can go with text. I'm going to read you a disclosure. So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, and I've got another question for you, just out of curiosity. If something goes wrong with the fiber optics, is there a charge for the guys to come out to find out what's wrong?
No, there's no charge. If it's a case that it's something wrong on our end, there's something wrong with the fiber optics cable, or you're not getting internet out to your location, it would be free of charge.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What you just said.
Thank you. And just to go for the order, you have a 1 gig. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the phone service at this time. The address is 32 Twin Ponds Drive, Kingston, New York 12401. You currently own the property. Your utility wires are underground, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Right. I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
I can stream TV, right?
Yeah. So you're definitely would be able to use the streaming services.
Okay, like I have Netflix, so I can watch Netflix through. Okay.
That is correct. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to make a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a withdrawal deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Say, Danny, I really don't, you know, it doesn't really make any difference. You know why? At my age, it makes no difference because I have good credit and I don't really care.
No problem.
Really, though, you know, I pay my bills on time all the time, and every once in a while, because I've used a little bit more money than normal, and, you know, it's in the monthly bill, but then I pay it, right? And it lowers my credit, which is ridiculous. It's just stupid. You're laughing, I know. You can laugh. You didn't know you had a crazy lady at the end of the phone, did you? No, I'm kidding.
You're not crazy. You're just expressing your concerns.
But as you get older, you realize all the stuff that goes on also.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff are messed up.
Yeah, and even when you're younger, you know, I was young at one time, and, you know, you don't realize things. And as you get older, you start to realize more and more and more. It just comes with the territory. Anyway, you can do a press check. There'll be no problem there.
And what's your social?
112-382-883.
You said 112-382-883. Okay, I think I got that wrong.
I'm in the city originally, so I talk fast, and I sound like 33rd Street and Broadway.
So 112-382-883.
You got it.
All right, thank you. All right, so let me go ahead and submit that information. And also just to let you know, we don't keep your Social Security number on file, okay?
Yeah.
So no deposit is required.
Okay.
And you said that you want the discount so that you can get... you want to do the auto pay and paperless billing to get the discount?
Yes.
So you'd be using your checking or savings account?
Can I use my Discover card?
Well, if you're going to use a credit or debit card with paperless billing, it's $5 off. But if you use your checking or savings account, it's $10 off.
I'll do the checking. It's just as easy. I can set that up monthly.
Okay, and whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with your routing number.
I got to write it down. What do you mean my routing number?
The routing and account number for your checking account.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute. I don't even know. Hold on a minute. I got to look at that one. I don't think anybody knows this. If they do, it's very few and far between. All right, hold on a minute. I never know which one's which anyway.
The one on the left-hand side at the bottom, that's the routing.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Okay, and what checks left in this book? It's supposed to be on there, though. All right, I guess this is it. Let me just make sure it's the right. Okay. The one on the left is 22197-1264.
Thank you. So that's Ulster.
Yep.
And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the account number.
564-025581.
And the name on the account?
Kathleen Grant. Same.
You said that's a checking account, correct?
That's correct.
You authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
And how did you hear about ArchDoc?
I saw it. I'm not sure. I saw it quite a while back. And then a couple of weeks ago, I guess, I got a thing in the mail. I had known about it, but just didn't get around to, you know, calling.
Okay. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or a septic tank?
No. Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right. So I'm going to read you a few disclosures. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay, now I have one question for you, which might, I don't know whether it's a problem or not. I live in a townhouse, and it's a community, it's a private community. Do they have to put fiber optics in the ground here?
So usually what happens, it depends. So once the technicians come the day before and see the layout of where you are, then they'll determine how they run the fiber.
Okay, because I don't think the community would allow them to dig up the road.
Yeah. So if it's a case that we do need to get permission from them, then we'll go ahead and try to get permission, but we'd always keep you updated and let you know.
Yeah, because my thought is just common sense-wise, okay? And I don't know, obviously, but when they send this out to this address, I would assume that they know where it is, and that's why they're sending it out, that they can install it, but, you know, I could be wrong on that also. They may just go by addresses for all I know.
Yeah, so usually what happens is that they look on the addresses that they would be able to service, and then would send out flyers to let them know, let customers know that they can go ahead and sign out.
Yeah, which means they're probably aware of it then, that's a private community. All right.
No problem. So also just to let you know, being that you said you have Spectrum, so to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. Also, the ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by ArchTop Fiber is the property of ArchTop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time... No problem. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchDoc. ArchDoc Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions, go ahead.
Spectrum's the same way. They do the same thing, you know, return the equipment if you cancel or drop them, whatever. So same principle. Okay, got it.
No problem. And if you have any questions regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your ArchTop Fiber online account.
Okay.
Using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, no problem. So closer to the date, we'll be giving you a call just to let you know what's going on and just to set up an installation date and time for you, okay?
I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I said to you what, I might be going to Florida, or when this transpires, I don't know, maybe they may even come later. So I just want to, you said October though, right?
Yeah, October 25th, that's a service date.
Yeah, no, I should be here then. All right, no, never mind. Never mind. I always plan in advance.
No problem, Kathleen. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, you've been very helpful. The other thing is, can you recommend a supervisor? I can say you did a good job, because a lot of people don't do that, and I do.
Well, yes, I can send over a message.
Where it said, you know, they ask you questions about the person that you spoke with, either or.
Yeah, sure. Just give me a moment, please.
Yep.
Hi, baby. Hello, baby. Hello, little baby girl. Oh, hello, little baby girl. Oh, hello, little baby girl. She's a pretty little baby girl.
I'm transferring over to the new fiber optics.
Great.
It won't take place until October 25th, I think she said. Getting rid of the spectrum.
So it'll be on the 25th.
Yeah. So is can you give me a supervisor or send me an email where I fill out, or haven't they set anything up like that? Because most people don't, you know, even if I call and complain about something and I get a customer service rep and they can't help me, but it's not their fault and they've been good, I always ask for to recommend them because it's not their fault. But most people don't do that.
That is true. That is actually
true. Yeah, they don't commend people, and they should, because it makes your job worthwhile, I think. It makes you feel better.
All right, no problem. So I filled out a form. I was trying to get you an email address, but we only have the contact form on the website under support where you could leave a review.
Yeah, but then I need your name or whatever, don't I? Because how are they going to know who I spoke with?
Yes, yeah, so my name is Abigail.
Hold on a minute, my A-B. A-B-I-G-A-I-L?
It's A-B-B-Y-G-A-I-L.
Oh, just wait. Say it again.
It has a lot of different spellings.
Yeah, A-B-B-Y.
Y-G-A-I-L.
G-A-I-L. Okay. Yeah, I'm used to the old. See, I'm old school. I'm used to the old way. That's all I have to put in there. Is A-B-B-Y-G-A-I-L.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Sounds good. I'll do it.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you once again, Kathleen. I hope you enjoy the rest of today. All right.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe. Stay healthy, and enjoy the rest of the week yourself.
Same to you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you.